Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to a pre-Easter version of the Computer Corner. In fact, we're working on some something that might make it a little more Easter-ish. It is the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Matt Bauer here to talk computers with you. You know what? You need to do Geek Speak of the Week real quick. I forgot we're on a short show here. Yeah,
abbreviated show.
Get on that. Every week we try to bring you something so that you can sound more intelligent during cocktail parties when it comes to your technology.
Yeah, here's your something-something for this week. Off the trolley.
Off the trolley.
Off the trolley means the behavior of a program that malfunctions and goes catatonic.
Catatonic. Catatonic.
I can't read today.
This is why we usually limit Matt to four words.
Yeah, this is why I'm limited. Catatonic, but doesn't actually crash or automatically close, so it just kind of goes berserk. But
so when you want your program to do something and it hasn't locked up your machine, but it's not responding,
it's
off the trolley.
It's off the trolley. So there you go. There's your Geek Speak of this week.
And how do you know when to remove the feeding tube on that program? I'm so topical.
That's not right.
Bad.
Sorry. How about our download of the week?
Our download of the week is a great one, actually. It's Picasa 2. This is a download from Google. It's a quick and easy download. I think it's like 3 megabytes. It's one of the best picture management programs I've ever worked with. Again, it's a free download from Google. It's got nice fade effects. It organizes your pictures,
automatically, right? It just looks at everything.
Automatically. It goes through your entire computer or whatever, you know, folders you specify. And can go and find every computer, every picture, photo, even finds, MPEG movies or AVI files.
Whatever, huh?
Too, what kind of media files. Yeah, and organizes them into nice...
You know what I really like about folders. Picasa 2 is there's an option for you to back up all your pictures, like burn them to CD or DVD, depending upon what you have, and it just tells you, okay, you need 4 disks. Go get them ready.
Yeah, exactly. It simplifies the whole process.
For all you people out there now, our data recovery labs, we see this all the time. People coming in, you know, that wouldn't normally be data recovery customers, but because they have 10,000 photographs on their computer in a crash and they don't have any backups, they're having to spend a lot of money for us to recover that, which I don't mind, folks. If you want to spend your money that way, you can certainly do that. But if you want to try to hedge your bets there, you might want to actually pack that stuff up. Yeah.
Wise words to the peeps.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Whatever that means. Should we go back to the phones?
Well, I was going to.
Oh, okay,
know.
Do it.
Speaking of peeps.
Hey, let's do that. Let's nice. Do that. Let's do our little Easter celebration here, huh?
Maybe.
I said a hip, a hop, I'm hipping, I'm hopping, yeah, hip, hip, hopping, I don't stop, I rock it on the Easter Bunny, say up jumps the bunny to the rhythm of the bunny's feet. Well, it's on and on and on and on and on, my beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said E-A-S-T-E-R, egg with a double G.
That's right, egg with a double G.
This is
for those of you that haven't had a chance to go play in our newsletter. It's in there. Yeah, you can probably.
Yeah, that's probably good now.
Huh? That's it's a flash movie that somebody put together. It's very, 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 very amusing.
Yeah.
And very Easter eggish. E with a double G, or egg with a double G, right?
Egg with a double G.
If you didn't have a reason to get our newsletter,
now you do.
You probably still don't.
Okay. That is considered, by the way, folks, when you get that email from somebody, you know, you got spam, which is the unsolicited commercial email. You have ham, which is the good stuff. Right. And then you have what's called meatloaf, which is unsolicited personal email, like people that like to send a joke to everybody. That's called meatloaf.
That's our meatloaf.
That's our meatloaf of the week.
No, that will not become a regular segment on the show.
Yes, it will.
Fear
Go ahead, not. Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
No, no,
go on, boy.
No.
Who's next?
It's time for Philip, who has his own consternation to tell us about. Philip, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hello.
How can we be of assistance?
Well, I was curious about spyware software. What would you recommend as the best software to purchase to put on my computer?
Well, you're under the impression that there's one program that's going to do it for you, huh?
Well, I actually have no impressions. I'm hoping you'd make one.
Well, you can start for what used to be a really great tool for just about everything is a good way to get started to get like the top crusty layer off.
if I had to take and go out there and pick one,
yeah,
just one that's going to address the most stuff,
yeah.
not everything,
not
but
everything,
the most stuff. We generally recommend, and we actually sell on occasion, a piece of software called Spy Sweeper.
I just bought that, and that's why I was calling to see if, because somebody told me that was a good one, the Webroot Spy Sweeper.
Yes. Yeah, that, if you're going to pick just, but again, it's not going to solve everything and every problem in every situation. It's just, if you got to get us and kind of pin us down to one, that's going to be the one.
Are you an active surfer, Philip?
Not real active, but I'll tell you, I'm sick of the pop-ups I keep getting.
Yeah, well, that's actually one of the minor irritants from spyware and adware. Performance hits, I mean, all kinds of things. What I suggest you do is go ahead and put that Spy Sweeper in, and go ahead and download AdAware and SpyBot as well. The free links on our website. By the way, those of you that are new to our show, after 11 years, I don't know how that could be, but... If you look on our website, datadoctors.com, you'll see a big patch on the right-hand side that says approved. When you click on that, you'll see all of the software we're currently in, and this is an ever-evolving list, all the software we recommend you stay away from and all the software we recommend you consider for the various anomalies.
What we like about Spy Sweeper that's a little different than the other ones there is that it actually not only does some cleanup stuff, but more importantly, once you're cleaned up, it goes a long ways towards prevention of future spyware infections and problems.
Excellent.
Which SpyBot also has an immunization step in it. You want to make sure and run that.
Okay.
Make sure, just like with antivirus software, you got to constantly check for updates, though, because these guys that write spyware, guess what they're doing?
They're looking for something new to put in there.
Well, what they do is they go get all these programs, and they figure out how to get around all of them. And then they release that new kind of spyware. And then the spyware companies have to flow, oh, we have this new infection, and they have to build a new fix for that, and then you have to do that update in order to get that new fix. And then the malicious guys out there, the mindless morons, go out there and go, oh, okay, let's create a new one now. And it's just this constant ping-pong match. So you have to do your part and smack the ball back at them.
Excellent.
All right?
All right. Well, I appreciate your advice.
You bet, Philip. Take care. Good luck. And just be careful about what you click on, which websites you go to. And watch out for all those phishing scams. Phishing scams are those fake emails that look like real emails that try to talk you into giving stuff up or loading something. None of the antivirus programs are going to send you a file that you should use to update your computer. So that's another thing we're seeing a lot of people fall for right now.
Yes.
Yeah, they think, Norton Antivirus sent me this file to update my computer. Look, they're so nice.
When in doubt, go to Norton Antivirus site and find that same file and download it yourself.
No legitimate company will ever send you a file attachment and say, put this in your computer. They'll always direct you to their website to download it, and that's
for security reasons.
Yes.
Unless maybe perhaps you were like on the phone with a guy at Symantec, and he said, tell you what, I'm going to email you a phone. Hang on a second. Now check your email right now while I'm talking to you. Do you see this thing? Okay. That's something different.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Yeah. Where are we at on time?
We're ready to talk to...
David?
I think David, yes, who has some issues with a router, perhaps?
That is correct.
How may we be of help?
Well, I have a D-Link router and Cox cable.
Okay.
If I leave my computer on for any length of time without shutting down, the router freezes up, and I've determined that because I've, taken the router offline and this worked with the cable modem.
Yes.
And it doesn't freeze at that point.
Correct.
So what could be the problem with the router, or do I need to go back to the manufacturer?
Actually, what you need is a really tiny blanket to put around the router, because apparently it's cold.
Is it shaking? Is it shivering?
No, actually. D-Link, what you might want to do is all of the router companies, and we're not real big fans of the D-Link routers, only because we've seen a lot of really goofy performance like this. But one thing you can try doing is going to their website and see if they have what's called a firmware upgrade, which basically will update the software that's on the hardware in your router. Does that make sense?
No, it'll update the firmware, Ken.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I've done firmware updates on that already.
Okay, then you have an issue with the router most likely, because there's really not, no moving parts to that thing.
Correct.
And so if it physically doesn't allow that signal to pass through, are you having to like reset it, you turn it off, turn it back on?
I got to either reset the turn the router on and off, or actually shut down the computer and restart, and that'll get me a fresh line at the internet.
Yeah, it sounds like the little, without getting too technical, the little hamster inside that decides when and when and how you can connect has an angry spirit. So you might want to
sleeping.
He's angry, sleeping. Angry spirit.
Okay.
How old is this thing?
The router's 2 years old.
You know what?
That's about a year out of warranty, probably, huh?
And it's not a wireless router?
I've been through probably about a year and a half is about as long as most of the routers seem to work in my world. In my life, in my home, I just have to constantly replace them, it seems like.
The brand that's going to be kind of comparably priced, if you're going to go out and get a replacement, we like the Linksys brand.
Cisco company.
And mostly, yeah, exactly. Mostly because they've got Cisco technology behind them, which Cisco is kind of the backbone of the internet, if you will. So.
And Super G or G?
What are you doing? I mean, is it just simple internet access?
G or G with a gold star?
Well, I have 3 points. I have my son, he uses it for PlayStation. He uses it on his PC upstairs.
Okay.
I have a laptop, and then I have my actual PC station.
Okay. The only reason to have anything other than B, as far as going out and spending extra money, is if you're transferring large files between those computers, because your internet connection is slower than the fastest or the slowest. Router is faster, but probably 3 or 4 times faster than the fastest internet connection.
Now, all that being said, if it's like $3 more,
yes,
you get the faster one.
Or get the ones that are dual, or, you know, there's. I wouldn't go middle of the road. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, don't go with, we have G with the Asantague. We have,
yes,
G with an asterisk. We have the G router
with 4 pluses.
Yes. We have the left-handed G, the right-hand, no, just standard old G.
And does it matter if it has a print server with the router?
Well, the Linksys product typically doesn't. It sounds like an SMC product.
That'll be an SMC most likely, yeah.
Okay.
So, I, you know, if you want to use a print server, but that just adds complication, right?
Correct.
So I would, you know, keep it simple.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, David. Those of you that are having a consternation with your router, it is not uncommon for them to just stop functioning well. And I don't know why that is. And maybe by design, and maybe it's like a light bulb. Routers are considered a consumable product.
Maybe they are. I never thought about that. Maybe you need a new inkjet refills. You need an IP refill kit.
Well, maybe, but that's what that firmware upgrade is supposed to do. And with Linksys, I've actually had quite a bit of success when I'm having issues with the router. I do a firmware upgrade, and everything seems to get more gooder.
Hmm.
Right. So, but not always.
Let me think about that.
Really?
Tell you what, we're going to reboot, and while we do, we're going to put the show on hold for a moment. We'll play a couple commercials. When we come back, what do we have left? We have more of your calls. We have more of your questions. We got Jerry. We got Bruce. We got Brian. And
yeah.
We got a free line open for you at 602-277-5827. It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, right here. News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hi,